Today's episode of the Chain Clinkers Disc Golf Podcast, we are talking about another PDGA failure and how they are continuing to ruin the great sport of disc golf, as well as we've got five tips on how you can play better disc golf this winter. Let's get into it right now. Welcome in, everybody. I'm your host, Quentin Ferris, and today, like I said in the intro, we are talking about another PDGA failure. We're talking about five things you can do this winter to become a better disc golfer. It's going to be a good episode. We don't have an ad read. Let's get right into it. Let's get to the value part. And so when I'm talking about this, the PDGA is making another mistake, and I'll be quite honest with you. This makes absolutely no sense to me. This is the destruction of the growth of disc golf. We are limiting the growth of disc golf. We are hurting disc golf in general. And this is absolutely a bonehead move by the PDGA that the PDGA needs to rectify. They need to fix this. This is ridiculous. So let's kind of get into it. And pretty much the premise of this is that the PDGA just simply does not care about the European Tour. They only see disc golf in America, and that's it. On the 16th of November, the PDGA announced the rescheduling of the 2024 Champions Cup, which is a major, which will now be held from the 27th to the 30th of June in 2024 at Northwood Park, Morton, Illinois, in the United States. Meanwhile, the Swedish Open, part of the European Tour, will be held at the same time, the 28th through the 30th of June. And for your information, the tournament director of the 2024 Champions Cup is Nate Heinold, the PDGA president. Overlapping the events in such a way pretty much kills the hope of seeing any U.S. pro disc golfer on European soil before the 2024 European Open. A lot of pro disc golfers and a whole lot of Swedish disc golfers are not satisfied by the PDGA and how they've handled this situation. Here are a few thoughts from the pros. So first off, we've got Mecca Lavino, I believe is how you pronounce his name. I'm so sorry. I literally can't pronounce anything. He's a Swedish disc golfer. Sorry, my bad. This is from Valino Makhila, Finnish pro disc golfer. I probably butchered that. So he says, in my opinion, PGA doesn't care about the Europe swing. The PDGA wants to grow the sport as big as possible worldwide. How good that would be to have all players playing the Euro Turo and making disc golf more interesting and maybe even more popular in Europe. He also says that this is sad when he's got a picture of the rescheduling of the Champions Cup. He says this is sad. Middle of the DGPT Europe stretch. Finally, there will be a nice little mini tour in Europe and almost all the best players in Europe, and now this makes things complicated. Other players have said that they are not going to be playing in this major and instead will be going to Sweden. So really what this is doing, I mean, we also have Nicholas Antela, who said that he feels stupid. He even has to make a decision between going and playing Champions Cup or going to Sweden and playing. And I really think that the PDGA is failing here, and just looking at some comments here on this post, this one person says he will start off by saying the sport has grown so much that it's bound to have conflicting weekends for events. He'll also state the PDGA seems to be completely incompetent at managing these delays. It's been 5 months since they've removed his wife from the women's committee, admitted they screwed up about it, still no apology, and wrote off the entire country of players over them standing with her. The PDGA has been pumping money through Colombia while ignoring the rest of Latin America. The Colombian disc golf contingent was just in the U.S. for the WFDF Pan America Games and only Latin country present. How do you host Pan America International Team event in the U.S. when you have Latin countries with simple visa requirements and championship courses? Another one. I don't think a players union actually needs to happen. If you band together and stop playing events you don't like, these events won't last long. Another one. Way to go, Nate, with some clown emojis. Another one. Plenty of other amazing courses along the East Coast that could have been used and not shifted the dates, but instead this happens to get moved to the PDGA president's backyard. Makes you think a little bit, doesn't it? So we've got one more here. While I'm not sure who made this decision on the timing of the course, I won't say anything negative about the current board. After all, it is who the players voted in the election. I ran for a global BOD the past time. I was one of the few that took a public stance on some of the issues facing the sports, and the incumbents got voted back in. As someone who's followed the sport for years and someone who enjoys politics, I believe if the incumbents get voted in, a majority agree with the direction and decisions being made. So, when I look at this, it is very frustrating and very coincidental that we're going to move the Champions Cup to the guy's backyard. That's a little messed up. There are definitely more deserving East Coast courses, towns, XYZ that deserve to have that there if we're going to move the event anyways. And it's literally in direct competition with the European Tour. I understand scheduling is hard, but it seems a little ridiculous that we're going to schedule right over the European Tour. If the goal of the PDGA is to grow the game worldwide, then why are we stopping the European Tour from having success? That's exactly how it feels like. I'm pretty sure, I can't confirm this, but I'm pretty sure I had seen on social media that Paul McBeth said he would be playing in Sweden. He will not be playing this major. Oh, that's TBD. Other players are having to make the incredibly tough decision. And if I'm a player, kind of what Paul did last year, it's more advantageous to your brand and who you are and what you can sell to go to Europe. It is way more advantageous to do that and to start building a brand and popularity over there, a fan base. Because, I mean, these disc golfers, to be honest, they need you to buy their discs. They need you to buy their bags, their shirts, XYZ. So I'm going to go to where all these new customer bases are who don't really have a whole lot of U.S. favorites yet. So I'm going to go over there and I'm going to become one of their most decorated and, you know, loved disc golfers. And you're going to sell more because at the end of the day, like I said, these disc golfers got to sell if they want to stay on the road. And I cannot get behind the PDGA. If you're a member of the PDGA, you got to get out there and vote. You got to look around. There needs to be more transparency about where the money is going. There needs to be more informed elections. We need people who are going to step up and do things in a different way. I think there's a lot of issues with the PDGA. I don't think your benefits really get you that much. Round ratings are trash. We all know they're trash. UDisc is taking over by giving you a rating when you play a course. So yeah, I think it's absolutely garbage. Bad decision. I'd love to hear what your guys' thoughts are. Let me know on TikTok and Instagram at Chain Clinkers Disc Golf. I'm not in support of this. I'm not in support of the PDGA. I understand they have some uses here and there, but I feel like time and time again, especially when it comes to majors, they fail. And I think it's time to give the majors to the Disc Golf Pro Tour. I think the Disc Golf Pro Tour should try to separate itself from the PDGA. They should have their own rules. They should actually improve things. And I don't really think that's that crazy to say, because when you think about it, the National Football League has a different set of rules from college football, which has a different set of rules from high school, which has a different set of rules from peewee, which has a different set of rules from just you and your buddy in the backyard. So I'm not saying we need to make it more complicated and having different rules here and there, but the pro should be held to a higher standard. And I think that those events could have some tweaks that make it easier for events to run and govern. And I think it's time that the Disc Golf Pro Tour tries to get the majors and takes a step away from the PDGA. But that is all I'll say on the PDGA. Like I said, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on this. I can't get behind it right now. I think this is a bonehead decision. Hopefully this gets settled before we actually have to get going. But let's get to the second part of today's episode. So five tips to play disc golf in the winter. And playing disc golf in the winter can be fun and a refreshing experience, but it comes with its own set of challenges. So here are five tips. And the first one is dress in layers. I think that's a little bit obvious, but winter weather can be unpredictable. So it's essential to dress in layers to stay warm. Start with a moisture wickening base layer to keep sweat away from your body. Add an insulating layer for warmth and finish off with a waterproof or windproof outer layer to protect against the elements. Don't forget a hat, gloves, waterproof footwear. All those things are good. If you're playing in the snow, this is definitely big time. I always have a pair of gloves in my bag just because I think one of the most important parts of winter disc golf is keeping your hands warm. I will do almost anything I can to keep my hands warm because then I feel like I can actually grip the disc, I can putt, all those kinds of things. When my hands are bricks because they're frozen, It's not good. So dressing in layers is pretty big. Let's go to number two. Choose the right discs. Cold temperatures can affect the flight characteristics of your discs. Generally, discs become more overstable in colder weather. Consider using discs that are slightly less stable than your usual choices. It's also a good idea to bring a few extra discs in case you lose some in the snow. So, for me, I definitely will tend toward my lighter color discs, especially just because it gets darker quicker. So, if I'm kind of on the fringe, I'm going to be throwing my yellows, my whites, my blues. Like, I'm going to be throwing something that I can see pretty easy. But yes, the disc will get a little bit more overstable. It's going to be a little bit harder for you to throw, and your body's just not as loose because it's cold. So you want to be throwing more understable discs. And I'm not saying you need to go from like a Destroyer to a Mamba, but I am saying maybe you go from a Destroyer to a Grace, or you tick down a little bit in overstability. See kind of how it's working for you, but don't be surprised when your discs are more stable. If you're someone who rounds a lot and you throw a Destroyer on a lot of Annie and get distance because it's going to come back, maybe you're not getting as much Annie out of it this time. So just a thought there. Number three, mind the ice and snow. Be mindful of icy and snowy conditions on the course. Walk carefully to avoid slips and falls, and use tee pads cautiously. Snow can make discs harder to find, so choose brightly colored discs and mark your throws carefully. You could use like a ribbon or string or something like that. Additionally, make sure to watch out for hidden hazards under the snow. That's always a tough one when you take a step and then somehow sink 3 feet into the ground. So with this one, I honestly will play tee pad adjusted a lot. There is literally, ladies and gentlemen, zero reason to play on an icy tee pad. There's no reason. Honestly, if it's a situation where you can't go left or right, just go in front or behind. There's no reason to play on an icy tee pad. You're asking to get yourself hurt. So just don't do it. It's not that important. Also, remember, like, especially if you're just playing with buddies, it really is not that important. Like, you don't have to tear an ACL or slip and bust, you know, your leg or your face or whatever it is just because you have to play on the tee pad and you have to do it. No, you don't have to. Go to a standstill, get off the tee pad, be safe, and be able to continue to play disc golf longer, because that's what we all want to do, right? We want to play disc golf longer, so let's not take an unneeded, unforced injury when we don't have to. Number four, warm up properly. This one is huge. Cold weather can make your muscles tighten up, increasing the risk of injury. Take some extra time to warm up before you start playing. Perform dynamic stretches to increase blood flow to your muscles and joints. This can help with your flexibility and reduce risks of strains or pulls. This is something we always kind of suggest, you know, warm up. But now that it's going to be getting colder, you really have to take your warm up seriously. If you're getting out of your car and going to hole one and throwing as hard as you can, you are asking to get injured. You need to make sure you're warming up. You need to make sure you're doing some stretching. Get your body firing. Throw, honestly, your friends might hate you for this, but I would throw 4 practice shots that you're throwing in like 50%. Before you even think about throwing your actual first shot on the hole. You need to get your body loose. You need to do things that get your body warm, get it loose, get it going. Otherwise, you're skyrocketing your risk of injury. Last one we got for you on the episode, adjust your playing style. Winter conditions may require adjusting your playing style. Shorter days mean less daylight, so plan your rounds accordingly. Adjust your throw technique to account for the cold and consider using a towel to keep your hands dry between throws. Take your time and enjoy the unique challenges of winter disc golf. And it really is one of those things where towels, having a bag that has room to put extra layers, hand warmers, gloves, whatever it is fantastic. I personally love using my Upper Park Rebel. You can use promo code Clankers. You get 15% off, and it's got a lot of storage in there. So you also want to make sure that you understand with the less daylight, it's better to get in 9 quality holes than 18 not quality holes. It's better to play less, but play with a plan, play with thought, play with, you know, whatever you're working on. It's better to do that than to rush, not really take it seriously, just to do 18 because the scorecard needs to have 18 on there. So, I think that's it, guys. Remember to check your local course conditions and be aware of any course-specific rules, closures during winter months. Take the necessary precautions in adapting to winter conditions so that you can continue to enjoy disc golf year-round. That's what we want to do on this show. We want to enjoy disc golf year-round. And if you enjoyed this episode, let us know over on TikTok and Instagram at Chen Clinkers Disc Golf. And with that, we will see you guys next week.